You say you are.
Okay,
not French, but and
Mitchell.
Like if you're born, just in the United States, you would.
Oh, United States.
What would you call yourself? I'm an what?
I'm a United States person.
Oh, I'm glad I'm in a what?
And glad I'm in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Glad I'm in the United States.
What do you call a person that's what do you call the person that you work for when you work for the Royals? What do you call the man you work for?
Mr. Dan. Mm-hmm. And I forgot I hadn't told you I worked for Mr. Chap. I used to cook for them.
Mm-hmm.
I used to cook for Mr. Chap and also Mr. Gertrude.
Ah. Mm-hmm. What if you weren't using their first name, like Chap, or what would you call? What do you call people that white people that aren't well off and they don't work and what do you call those kinds of
people? Rich people.
No, if they aren't well off.
Oh.
And they don't work, they're lazy.
I don't know what to call them now.
You ever call them crackers?
Well, I read that what you could call them, I read.
I don't know what called them.
What do you call somebody that lives out in the country and never goes doesn't know anything about city ways? What would you call him?
What them is?
Did you ever call him a cracker or hillbilly?
That must be what he is, hillbilly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you want to know how many times somebody goes to town, you might say
how often they go to town.
Is that what you say?
Mm-hmm.
If you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, you'd say, what would you say if you agree with him? And he says, I'm not going to do that, what would you say?
Well, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. What do you call this part?
A fart. I'm losing how many leaves you got. I'll fuck more.
You want to stop for a while?
Yeah, but I don't need to stop because I've got to cook.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, you
I don't want to stop.
Okay. Fart. What do you, go to the, barber, what do you, beautician, you have him cut your butt.
I don't need to stop.
What about a man? If he hadn't shaved, he'd be probably showing a...
He's shaving his, hair off his face.
All right, what do you call that part? If it's got a lot of hair on his face. He's got a...
Beard.
Mm-hmm. Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it, if he wanted it to be handy?
In his pocket.
Well, what about...
On the table, or in his head, or around his ears.
Oh, which ear would he use?
Right ear.
Right ear? Mm-hmm. If he's right... What if he's left-handed?
Put it behind his ear, left ear.
Mm-hmm. What do you call this part?
Your mouth?
Right.